As they ran, Anya had become aware that the tunnel's ceiling was supported by beams at regular intervals. She looked over her shoulder, trying to see her pursuers, and just began to see the dart of light from a flashlight along the tunnel wall some 50 yards in the distance. Good. White Elk's people may have been down here a long time, but they still needed light to find their way through the labyrinth of tunnels and caves.
Okay. Let's shake you all off our tails for a while.
Anya took one last look to make sure Shao was safely away, then slowed to a stop under one of the supports, raised her hand, and visualized the sword of Joan of Arc. Anya chopped at the beam above her head, hoping it would splinter and break, that rocks would fall and block the tunnel.
Damn.
The pursuers were getting closer and closer, and the light from Shao's torch had nearly vanished in the distance. Anya flattened herself against the wall, waited until they were almost upon her, then thrust out her foot. The first pursuer tripped, fell headlong to the tunnel floor, and the second landed on top of him. Anya stepped into the tunnel and knocked out number three with the flat of her blade. The flashlight was on the floor of the tunnel, the light pointed at the wall, and in the dim glow she could see the last man a few feet away, reaching into his jacket for a gun. Anya was about to retrieve her sword, when the second man grabbed her from behind. She stomped on his foot, broke his hold, spun, and delivered a heel strike to his face. His head slammed into the tunnel wall.
Oh, shit.
Anya scooped up the flashlight and ran for her life. She ran until she came to a turn in the tunnel and stopped. Dust from the cave-in blew past Anya as she paused in the tunnel, listening, but no one seemed to be following. Looking ahead down the tunnel, she could see the faint glow of Shao's torch. Strangely, it seemed to be coming toward her. She started walking, and two thoughts crossed her mind. One, it might not be Shao carrying that torch, and two, when he saw her flashlight, he might not think it was her.
Shao?
Anya.
The glow increased as she approached another bend. She turned the corner and almost walked right into him.
Oh.
His one-armed hug was unexpected, but not necessarily unwelcome.
Are you all right? What happened? Was that a cave-in?
Yes, to both questions.
The guys who were chasing us?
They're on the other side of the cave-in.
They were probably under it, but Shao didn't need to know that at this juncture.
Oh, that's good.
Shao, are you all right? You look a little gobsmacked.
Could you come with me and tell me if I'm seeing things?
Without waiting for a response, he turned and walked toward a small boulder that partially blocked a low entryway to a chamber along the tunnel wall. Anya followed. Shao stopped and waited for Anya to approach before lowering the torch toward the gap.
Look in there and tell me what you see.
Wow.
There was less than a foot of space between the boulder and the entryway, but it was more than enough space to see a small stack of mummies leaning against the far wall of the shallow chamber. There had to have been at least 20 of them, stacked in a pyramid, all facing them.
Mummies, right?
They are. It looks like they're wrapped in a mix of clay and fabric.
Just like Jeremiah said.
Just like Kincaid and Jordan's article said.
They're so small, though. Only about, what, 3.5, maybe 4 feet high? Are they children, or can mummification shrink corpses by length?
I don't see how, unless they're folded up in a fetal position. Sandy's gonna flip out when he finds out.
We probably can't get in there, can we?
We better concentrate on getting out of here. I didn't stop to see if the tunnel was completely blocked by the cave-in, so White Elk's followers could still be coming after us.
Right, right. Where did you get that flashlight?
I found it. We better get moving.
Yeah, good idea.